From the deck of the fishing vessel Starlight, you can see the net rising up out of the deep. It's like a giant tail dragging behind the small boat. The Starlight's winches strain under the weight of the fish in the net, more than 100 tons of pollock. Deckhand Scott Bingham still remembers the first time he saw this happen as a greenhorn fisherman more than 20 years ago.
It was pretty exciting the first time you see like 60 tons of, well, anything come up out of the water, you know, so I was hooked.
Two more hauls like this and the Starlight will be ready to return to Dutch Harbor. But one thing is wrong here. The crew of the Starlight is dragging their net in a totally different area of the Bering Sea from where they fished just 3 years ago. The Starlight isn't the only pollock boat with this problem. On the ship's radio, you can hear other skippers trading information about where the fish are and where they aren't.
I was at her last trip looking for them, and as dry up there as a bone, there wasn't much to work on.
While pollock are still plentiful, the process of finding them is getting trickier. The Starlight delivers its fish to Dutch Harbor in the southern Bering Sea. The pollock used to hang out within a day's travel of that port, and they still do during the winter. But 3 years ago, the pollock population started moving north during the summer fishing season. Now the only place fishermen can find them is about 500 miles northwest of Dutch Harbor. Getting to the fish takes about 2 days.
500 freaking miles. This is crazy.
The new fishing grounds are just shy of where the Bering Sea becomes Russian territory. David Jensen is the engineer on the Starlight.
Last year, it would have been the first part of October, end of September, somewhere around there, we made a trip that was real far to the northwest, and we could hear the Russians talking on the VHF, so they were only about 30 miles away. That's kind of when you go, okay, this is too far.
These long trips cost the fishermen a lot of money. While the price of pollock hasn't changed much in recent years, diesel fuel has become more expensive. And the Starlight now has to use about twice as much of it as it used to get to and from the fish. For Bingham and the other members of the ship's crew, that means smaller paychecks.
You could talk to any fisherman who's been participating in this fishery for a number of years, and they're going to voice some concern over what's happening.
No one is quite sure why all this is going on. The natural ebb and flow of the pollock population might have something to do with it. But the Bering Sea is also getting warmer. Whether this is because of routine shifts in the ocean's climate or the result of global warming isn't clear, but what seems to be happening is that pollock, a relatively warm water species, are finding better habitat further northwest. And they're not alone. Recent research suggests that more than 50 fish species in Alaskan waters are moving northward.
You know, everybody's got different opinions, you know. It's either a cycle, it's either global warming, you know, warm water.
Camilo Neto is a deckhand on the Starlight.
Yeah, I believe all those things, you know, because the fish are way further north.
Some fishermen worry that the pollock may eventually follow warmer temperatures into Russian waters where Americans can't fish. Paul Wallin is a fisheries biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which just completed a survey of the pollock on both sides of the international boundary line. He says that so far, those fears aren't justified.
All the Russian boats that we saw, fishing boats, were lined up actually on the convention line in a row, going back and forth, getting the stragglers that went over the border. And so we could have maybe guessed just by seeing that the rest of the survey wasn't going to find commercial quantities of pollock.
Jensen says that while he doesn't doubt that climate change is real, it's too soon to tell whether that's what's responsible for what's happening here.
In the length that this fishery has been here, 2 or 3 years is pretty short, you know, especially in the cycle of something.
Fish stocks here are still far healthier than they are almost anywhere else, but Bingham says he's concerned that even this last biggest fishery in the world may be too good to last.
Basically, all I've ever done is catch fish. I'd like to see another generation of fishermen be able to do the same thing, but I think a lot of people are under the impression that we're probably potentially the last group of people that are going to be harvesting pollock up here.
In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.